This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. Uncle Ralph is out today. I don't know where he's at. I thought he said he was going to be here, but he's not here. Otherwise, he'd be sitting at the to my left, but he's not here this week. All right, we've got a couple of good guests on this foggy morning. Leslie Johnson and Tisha Miller from Lincoln Land Community College are our guests. That conversation begins right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here with you, our guest this week. From Lincoln Land Community College, it's Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson. That means our ratings are going up by at least 50 to 75%.
That's right.
Studies have proven that when you two are in the studios, the ratings go up. Ladies, welcome.
Welcome, Tobin. How are you?
I'm doing well. How
good.
Are you guys,
doing
ladies?
Good. Survived Thanksgiving, so now we're looking forward to the holiday.
And you've got a young one, so this has got to be extra special.
Yeah, he's 18 months, so
he doesn't get the full grasp of it, but yeah. Give it a couple years.
But he already points to the presents and has a hard time staying away from them. So I'm trying to figure out how we're going to keep him from, you know, we've told him no up until this point. Christmas morning, he might think he's doing a bad thing when he does open them.
As long as you hold out till the 24th, you're okay.
That's right.
And, the holiday season is here, and if you look at the weather forecast coming up, Mother Nature, you don't know what she's going to do.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about Friday morning, but it'll work out.
Now, do you make the call if there's no school?
That is the responsibility of our director to the left, Leslie Johnson.
I
am one of the people who luckily gets up around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning and decides whether or not we will have classes for that day.
You don't look like getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning type
You know what? I will, for the safety of our students, get up and evaluate the situation.
Hopefully you don't have, they're only calling for half an inch. So as long as it's around that mold and it doesn't freeze, I think we'll be.
And I think the road crews are ready for it. So they're always good for us.
It's not one of those surprise storms like the tornadoes that hit. It's like, boom, here we are.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about, wait a minute.
Who's this?
Wait a minute. Who is this walking into the studios?
Yeah.
I think it's Uncle Ralph.
And you had the nerve to start without me.
Well, it was 9:04. I'm going to blame this on, it was the double trains in Litchfield, wasn't it?
No, it was rush hour traffic in Butler.
Oh, I heard that's wicked this time of
year. It's brutal. We had two cars on the highway at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. I'd never make it.
This is. We're gonna have to send this in for an award. This may be our best show yet.
Is it?
Absolutely. How are you doing today?
Well, we've only got one way to go, and that's up.
Up. That's right.
But we have a good start here.
Yes, we do. Just to catch up. We're just starting our conversation, so you haven't missed much.
Can I take these headphones off?
Yes,
because I haven't got any noise.
Oh, well, yeah, you can take the headphones off. You're fine.
Yeah. I need them.
Let's. Back on track now. Let's talk a little bit about Lincoln Land here. And I know there's a couple of projects going on right now. First and foremost, Leslie, you've got a weatherization program that's coming up or ongoing. Talk
Correct.
To us
We've
about
had
that.
Two classes start already, and our next class is scheduled to start in February. This is a grant program for unemployed and underemployed people that are 18 years or older, and they do have to have a high school diploma or a GED in order to qualify for this program. And we will have some orientations for students to attend to learn more about the program. And Steve Bryant, he's actually our weatherization coordinator, so he will be having the orientations and answering students' questions.
I've had him on interesting guy, that Steve Bryant.
He is.
He will keep you on your toes. You got to watch him, though.
Yep, and he's been great with our students, helping them to figure out if this is a right program for them. And then also part of this grant is helping students find jobs afterwards in the field. And we're actually, we've had a career fair for those students, and he's been really kind of getting out in the public to figure out where these students can find jobs. Because, of course, it's one thing to get them qualified to do something. It's another to get them a job in the field.
I've had the honor of knowing Steve since about 1981 when he started working at Graham Correctional Center as a security guard.
Oh.
He's a good guy.
And he, you know, did well, worked himself all the way up and became a warden at the last. And he's done very well and a very, very community oriented person, I guess you would say.
Yes, he definitely is.
He never says no to anybody.
Yes,
and that's good. And a great guy along with it.
Good. And then so people who are interested in this program, they can call our number at the Lincolnland Litchfield site. So that way they can either meet one-on-one with Steve or they can sign up for one of the orientations.
Okay. So that project's ongoing. Let's warm things up here because, as we mentioned at the top of the show, you don't know what Mother Nature is going to present to us within the next couple days. Leslie may get that 2 o'clock in the morning wake-up call saying check the roads. Mm-hmm. Spring information, the spring semester.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner.
It is. Students should be registering now for spring classes, which begin Saturday, January the 11th. Weekday classes begin Monday, January the 13th, and they run through May the 15th. Forwards, which are the listing of classes that we offer, the days and the times, should have arrived in residents' mailboxes a couple weeks ago. If you did not get yours, it's available on our website at llcc.edu, Litchfield. Current students, if they need an advising appointment, can call us and we'll schedule them an appointment with Leslie. They can register through WebAdvisor at any time at this point. Returning students, who are students who have attended Lincolnland in the past but weren't with us this past semester, can register in person or by phone. And our new students, we are requiring that they go through a new student orientation, and the next one will be held in Litchfield on December the 16th. Now, the orientation is proving to be very beneficial. We get all of the T's crossed and I's dotted for our students, and so they're a little bit less anxious about beginning school. They have their questions answered, and they know who they can contact if they're struggling or they need some assistance. So the orientations are fairly new to Lincolnland, but we're really happy with how they've helped our students.
You mentioned something new here, WebAdvisor. What is that? Is it what I'm thinking it is, like a online program that they can go in and it advises you, like Matchmaker or something like that? What is this?
Yeah, WebAdvisor is the program that the college uses for student services. So you can register through WebAdvisor. You can also do a program evaluation, which compares the classes that you've taken to the classes you need in order to graduate. You can also print unofficial transcripts, your schedule, register for classes, drop classes. So it's a really handy tool. You also can make your payments and view your account summary through WebAdvisor. So it really helps in conjunction with Leslie or your academic advisor to set you up for student services.
And then, of course, you've got a couple of business classes coming up in the spring semester. One's managerial accounting, which if you're not in business and you don't know accounting, there's something wrong. And then leadership.
Yeah, yep. We're going to be training leaders. The leadership class is going to be held on Monday evenings from 6 to 8:50. And managerial accounting is going to be held, leadership's on Monday evenings. Managerial accounting is on Thursday evenings. The managerial accounting focuses more on the future of your business compared to the day-to-day operations in our financial accounting class. So those are two great courses for business majors, and if you are in the business, if you have your own business, it might not hurt for you to touch up on some of the skills that you would learn in those classes. We also like to talk a little bit about
go ahead. I'll get to you when you get done. I'll just jump in.
Speak up, yeah. We're also going to be offering the HEAT classes again for spring of 2014. And the HEAT classes, they stand for Higher Education Academic Transfer Courses. and they are targeted to our high school seniors. And what happens is the seniors come out to Lincoln Land in Litchfield for the afternoon, Monday through Friday, during the spring semester, and can take Art 101, History 101, and American Politics Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays from Monday through Fridays from 1 to 3:50. And those courses are guaranteed to transfer. They're IAI approved. So whether students are going to be attending Lincoln Land or if they're going to be transferring, it's a great start. It's kind of college before college.
Okay.
And backing up a little, you were talking about a leadership. Is that what you said, Bogo?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about this. What if an individual wants to get involved in this? What are we talking about when you have a quote unquote class on leadership? What all does this involve?
Well, I think that we'll talk about different managerial styles. So if you are coming from, a lot of times you started a business at the bottom and you work your way up. So if you're going to be getting promoted, there's a chance of you getting promoted. This class would help you deal with those changes when you're going to start managing your staff. It'll also help you become a leader in the community, you know, how to address people for great community relations. And Leslie may be able to expand on that a little bit more as the advisor. Do you have anything to add to that?
Tisha, okay. Of explaining that.
All right.
it is a really good course for students who are, whether they're in the business field or whether, like Tisha said, are going to work at a business, it could be, a social worker, just wanting to learn more about leadership and what it takes to actually be a good leader. Because we all know it's one thing to do well at your own job. It's another thing to manage people well. And we all know that leadership comes in different forms. And Tobin's shaking his head yes.
And it can be difficult.
It comes in different facets because mm-hmm. some people like the aggressive, perfectionist leader where it's mm-hmm. like, I want this done. And it's got to be this way. And then some people don't react to that. Mm-hmm. And finding that niche is key.
Yeah, and learning how to work with different types of people as well will also be addressed in this class because there's different ways of leading yourself. And then sometimes your leadership style has to adapt to the different members that you're supervising as well.
And, of course, let's continue on here. Upcoming events. I know Lincoln Land was the or auditorium building too was the place to be this past weekend. They had the Festival of Trees out mm-hmm. there, and my wife and I drove past the campus, and I don't think you could have found a parking spot near auditorium number 2, so all yeah. intents and purposes, that went well.
Yeah, it went really well. We're excited to always host that with the City of Litchfield Tourism, the Festival of Trees. I know they did raise money for the local community organizations that is very much needed around the area. Lincoln Land Litchfield will also be in the holiday parade sponsored by the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce this Friday night, December 6th. I think the parade starts at 6 p.m. So we're hoping for nice weather.
Definitely.
So that way there will be a great crowd out there. So that way we can give some free tokens for appreciation of the community.
And it's a lighted parade, too, I've been told.
It is. We may be lighted walking down the street, so everyone should come
out
and see.
Look at you going Disney on us.
I mean, I wouldn't compare us to Disney, but there'll be something.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Lighted? You may be lighted? Mm-hmm, how is that mm-hmm. possible?
Let's just say batteries. Batteries work wonders.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Better hope they're long-standing batteries that can withstand it.
Yes, we're hoping as well, because otherwise the extension cord, that'd be a really long extension cord for us.
Yeah, very long extension cord. Yeah. Oops, I think I just come unplugged.
And that's always the chamber does a nice job with the parade, and I know they're really excited about this mm-hmm. year's parade because you've got Phase 2 of the downtown streetscape mm-hmm. unveiled, and a lot of work has been done to the downtown area, so mm-hmm. what a way to show it off
yeah.
for that. So
very true.
Just going to throw in this coming weekend, December the 7th, seems to be the time that Santa Claus is going to arrive in several different mm-hmm. towns around the area, so Santa's going to be busy.
He'll be mm-hmm. at probably the Litchfield Moose with photos with Santa. He'll mm-hmm. be at our lodge. with a photo with Santa event as well. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of Christmas events this weekend.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
It does.
Yeah, he is. He's gonna be a busy gentleman this weekend. The reindeer will be tired come Monday morning.
I'll tell you what. Well, as long as they get rest for the 25th, they'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
But so we got the other thing you've got going on, you've got a blood drive coming up, which is a normal thing that you always have up there.
Yeah, especially around the holidays, they're always in need of blood because people traveling, unfortunately, there's, you know, people in accidents that need assistance to help them get back to healthy. So we are hosting a blood drive with the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. That's going to be on Tuesday, December 10th from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in our Arts and Tech building in the auditorium. And people who are interested in donating blood can either call the Central Illinois Blood Center, or they can also call the Lincoln Lee and Litchfield site to sign up for a time to give blood. And of course, walk-ins will always be available as long as there's still spots open.
And then, of course, you've got a food drive coming up on December 20th.
Yep, we are also, some people say community is our middle name, and we make sure that we are giving back to the community as much as we can. So we are having a food drive on up now till December 20th to benefit St. Clair Food Pantry.
And these food pantries are going to become very important during the holidays because of, quote-unquote, government cutback on some of the programs for people who need help and need assistance. So their next best thing is turn to the food bank. So we need to be very generous with the food banks.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point.
One other upcoming event that you have coming up, and I this is fascinating to me because of the name. You got Ken Bradbury's Hootenanny.
Yeah, Hootenanny's going to hit the stage at LLCC Litchfield in the Charles Long Auditorium on March the 23rd. So it's a little bit a ways, but we are currently selling tickets for that. They'll be $10 in advance, or you can buy them at the door for $12. And Ken Bradbury is a musician, composer, and playwright from the Jacksonville area. And he entertains people with songs, and I guess he has a very vibrant personality. Like I said, he's from the Jacksonville area, and he is a hit over there. He is actually part of the theater program with Lincolnland in that area. So we're looking forward to having him, and would love to have lots of people come out and experience that.
And that's one good thing. You have the auditorium that you could have events like this.
We are very fortunate, yes.
And so the Hootenanny will be on March 23rd.
From 2 to 4, yes.
Tickets available now, and then we had a couple of more representatives from you guys here not too long ago. They were talking about the the endowment campaign, and that's in full force.
It is, yes. Karen Sanders is our executive director for our foundation, and Ken Elmore, who's heading up the southern region part of the foundation campaign. It's actually entitled Grow Beyond, and it's from now until our 50th, Lincolnland's 50th anniversary, we are working on raising $2.5 million. And that is going to help in priority areas such as student support, which is kind of working on student scholarships, and instructional excellence, because we want to make sure that we are top-notch facilities for our students to learn, and technology is quickly changing, so we want to make sure that we are at the forefront of the technology areas in regards to education. And then also program support and supporting activities. And what that really means is, you know, if we find that we need to start a program in a specific area to meet the needs of the community, that we have the funds available to work on that instead of having to, you know, rely on state support or get a grant from a national foundation. We can hopefully fund that internally with this money.
Let's talk a little bit about that $2.5 million, and if someone wants to contribute to that, how do they go about it?
They can contact either the Lincolnland Litchfield site, or they can contact Karen Sanders in in Springfield. Also, there's community members, like I said, Ken Elmore, and there's several other members on the committee who are kind of reaching out to people to let them know about the campaign. And so they may be reaching out to you, but you may, if you feel the need and see this as a way for you to give back, by all means, give us a call or stop by, and we'll definitely find a way for you to donate to us.
And again, how close are you on this goal, or is it?
Actually, I don't know right now what the total is right now, but I do know that we have hit the ground running and they're very excited about our progress so far.
Okay.
When you talk about 50 years, it seems like almost a dream that, Lincoln Land in 50 years, and mm-hmm. it just doesn't seem possible.
One thing I found amazing, I do public address for the Toppers with the football and basketball program senior night. You get the list of seniors and they tell you where they're going to school. There's mm-hmm. quite a few of them that are going to Lincoln Land mm-hmm. first and then going to a four-year university.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
you are making a solid impact on the kids, at least here in the Montgomery County area.
Yeah, we're excited about the students and their families that believe in Lincoln Land and see the value and also the quality that Lincoln Land provides.
If I were a young lady or a young gentleman today, it would seem to me to be a no-brainer. Why not go for 2 years, set yourself up, then pick yourself a good four-year school to finish up with. It just seems like the common sense approach to do things. You know, it's like sitting down, eating a nice meal, and then having a nice dessert afterwards. It's it just seems like a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Of course, then there's people like
watch
it. Guy sitting right here might want to eat his dessert before he eats his meal or something like that, you know.
Not anymore. We're trying to get help. My wife and I are trying to get healthier.
So are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that traffic in Butler. Watch it. So it seems like things are going well mm-hmm, with the college. And you've got activities galore happening. And it just seems like everything's going in the right direction. We got first half graduation yet or no?
Graduation applications were due last Monday.
Okay.
So those students should have already submitted their applications and they can walk across the stage in May.
Okay, so you only have one?
We have one, okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And one other thing I wanted to point out, especially when we were talking about the endowment campaign, the foundation, who is in charge of the endowment campaign, part of that money will be used for student needs through scholarships. So those are available now for the fall of 2014. They can just visit the foundation's website, and the application is out there. It's fairly simple to complete, but now is the time to do that. It's already time to start thinking about fall of 2014. And so it's amazing.
We just got in the winter.
I know.
We like to keep it going. Always look forward to the next thing. But one good thing about the scholarships, like Tisha said, it's one application and students could potentially qualify for several different scholarships. Some of them are based on location, where you live, where you're from, what your major is, and we are really fortunate to have lots of Montgomery County support of us, our scholarships.
Absolutely.
And I would just like to say in closing, if you are a young man or a young lady and your family, mom, pop, and you have any doubt, you're always welcome to come to Lincoln Land, visit, walk around, talk to people there, and help you make your decision about what you want to do.
Absolutely. Tisha, Leslie, it's always a pleasure, my friends. Thank you so much for stopping by, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Uncle Ralph, next week we've got Cindy Howard and Hugh Satterley in, and they're going to talk about a new program that will go into effect next year. That if you'll notice, some restaurants now soon, starting mm-hmm. January, will have letter grades on them. They're going to talk about that program next week on this show. And then we've got Mickey Robinson the week after.
We got to follow up a program like that with Mickey.
Absolutely. Till then, so long.